This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Birch Kimball. On this day, June 7th, 2016, a hacker took control of George Harrison's Twitter page, changing some of the former Beatles biography before offering to help secure the account. Quickly apprised of the fact that his target had been dead for 15 years, the intruder tweeted an apology through Harrison's account. On this day of 2012, Bob Welch, a member of Fleetwood Mac from 1971 to 1974, dies of an apparent suicide at the age of 66. After his time with the band, he went on to enjoy a successful solo career with hits such as Sentimental Lady and Ebony Eyes. On this day of 2004, Debbie Harry of Blondie causes a stir when she insists on having the scheduled opening act go on after her show in Amsterdam. It turns out that the lead singer of the band, M.A.S.S., also has blonde hair, a direct violation of Blondie's contract, which states that no show performer can have blonde hair except Debbie Harry. On this day in 1993, The Who's Peter Townsend and Chuck Berry are among those present for the groundbreaking ceremony for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, 7 years after the city won the right to host the building. Guests stood on a guitar-shaped stage at the construction site on the shore of Lake Erie. On this day in 1971, Carole King's album Tapestry is awarded a gold record. The LP was number one for 15 straight weeks and would remain on the charts for 3 years, producing her biggest-selling single, It's Too Late, number one of the Billboard Hot 100 in 1971. Tapestry won 4 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and Record of the Year. And on this day, June 7th, 1954, Bill Haley and his Comets enter Decca Records' New York studio to record what would become the first rock and roll single to sell 1 million copies. What's the song? No, it's not Rock Around the Clock. The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, June 7th, 1954, Bill Haley and his Comets enter Decca Records' New York studio to record what would become the first rock and roll single to sell 1 million copies. It will enter the Billboard chart the following August for an amazing 27-week run and rise to number 7, becoming the first rock and roll tune to sell 1 million copies. And that would be Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Cause I'm a-